G'day listeners and welcome to the Winning Post Preview Podcast for the weekend of January 20. I'm Joel Marshall and joining me to take a look at this weekend's action is Carl Diorio. Carl, a little bit of black type, isn't there? One stakes race at Flemington and that's it, I think, around Australia for the weekend. But first of all, Magic Millions Day, was that... did you play? I know last week you said you probably weren't going to. Did you in the end?
Barely did play. Had something on Merriest, which ran fifth. I had a small lay on Care to Think, which won. I actually had something small each way in Nomathage, which got skittled. So, yeah.
You should have stayed out.
Exactly. I mean, it pretty much went according to plan.
I had a few little bets, and Quaddy, all four favourites got up, which is no good for me, taking a small percentage and throwing at the stumps with a few roughies. But anyway, that was last week. Well done to Sunlight, just way too good she was. Obviously, a few others got interfered with, but she was up there on the pace, and she got a bit of a bump as well. And
month suspension enough.
Strong win. Probably not. Oh, look, I thought he might have got more. I was thinking maybe 6 weeks, something like that. But, yeah, I suppose. I don't know if it's his first offence. Obviously, a young jockey. So
Borderline reckless.
They didn't charge him with reckless, did they?
So they gave him careless, and his horse was hanging in just before the contact, which probably saved him. But
nasty incident.
You'll learn from it. And obviously, you'll remember as well the Crack-A-Million. I think it was Reese.
Reese Jones,
who jumped off the top turnbuckle and flattened Kieran McAvoy about 5 years ago. So it can happen from those wide gates and those two-year-old races worth big money.
Exactly right. All right, well, that was last week. Let's have a look at this week. We're at headquarters, Flemington, on Saturday. As I said, there is one black type race, listed Kensington Stakes. There is also a rich purse up for grabs for the English graduates, and that's probably the highlight of the day. Where we see the very spruced and short-priced favourite Nature Strip. Let's have a look at that race first. It's probably, you know, he looked outstanding last start. Obviously, there's big wraps on him. This is a pretty good test for him because I think there's some nice types in this race. I've tipped him on top, but I'll be having some multiples, Cornella Exacta Trifecta, with him and See Me Exceed, because she's a filly that I've got a bit of time for, and she probably should have won first up at Caulfield, had no luck. Michael Walker back in the saddle. He rode her at her first start. So
Walker was stood down as well today at Kilmore, so I'd be curious if that will prevent him from riding on Saturday.
All right, that is good to know. How many other? One, two, three, four rides, I think, maybe on Saturday. Three or four rides. All right, well, in any case, she's still... that's the way I'm going to play the race, 4 and 12. I've put Prezzato in for third. Of course, he hits this race fresh. We haven't seen him since his... upset win down the straight, but I think that race is going to be a good race. We had William Thomas, a horse I quite like a bit, ran in that race, and also Chris Waller's Parrette. I think it was a race with a bit of depth. The number one overshare I've thrown in for fourth, but how are you going to attack the English Dash, Carl?
Similar numbers. I've got Nature Strip on top to beat Prezzato, See Me Exceed, and Bravo Tango. I suppose $1.40, first go 1,100, first go down the straight. Don't want to touch the price, but don't really know if there's anything in the race that can beat the favourite Nature Strip. I think it's his race to lose, and if he doesn't come there with the right frame of mind, he might get beat. But just thinking aloud, I mean, his last run, he ran such quick time for 1,000 metres, and usually when they do that, they don't really extend out to 1,200 metres. So I think in a Newmarket and Oakley Plate, when he's got 50, 51 kilos and no weight in his back, he probably could get over that distance range. But just thinking long term, if we're really flying high and talking him up as the next Scalacci, Placid Arc, Takeover Target, whatever, in the back of my mind, I think he's got a bit of a distance query on him.
Certainly, well, and you'd want to see him put this race away too. And as I think we both sort of agree, there is a little bit of depth. Sometimes you can have a real tail to these English races, but I think it's probably one of the...
A little bit more meat, on the bone. And considering he's had three from four and hasn't raced outside benchmark 70 level in his own age group, this would be a little bit more of a test. But then again, it's a sales-restricted race. So, yeah, I'm not getting as carried away as others, but I can certainly see why people have great enthusiasm for him.
All right. The feature, or the black type race, is the Kensington Stakes, listed race over 1,000 metres, race 8. And this is a pretty intriguing affair, too. You can certainly make a case for probably most of them. I ended up settling on number 4, Saracino. We know he's top class when right. They've gelded him. Hopefully that will turn him into a more genuine horse, and we'll see that that ability on a more consistent basis. Damien Oliver to ride. I've gone his way from 2, Amber Sky, one of the more interesting runners on the program. High class sprinter from Hong Kong. He's been jumping out very tidily. If he brings that jump out form to Saturday, he'll be pretty hard to beat. Interesting, Elton Zara with 3 runners in the race. Mark Zara on Amber Sky. Can we read anything into that?
Well, the only thing I could say is that Amber Sky's got a jump and run pattern, and the last 200 metres of 1,000 for him on his Hong Kong form is always the worry. So he's going to bust this field wide open. I'm not suggesting he's there as the pacemaker and they're going to be the bunny to catch for the stable mates, but perhaps that speaks volumes of Flam Birch, who did run 4th in this race with 62.5, with maybe a bit more depth to the race. You know, Tavachi, El Divino, and the other one doesn't spring to mind, but it was a decent race last year. And Hellbent, there you go. And then Flam Birch was only beaten a length and a quarter, so, and he's got less weight, maybe less depth here.
Alright, well, my numbers are 4-2. I've actually left Flam Birch out, but he could certainly go in the quaddy. It's that sort of race. I think, you know, you can probably, you know, most people will be going Nature Strip one out, so you can probably afford to take 4 or 5 in this race. It's that sort of race. 4-2-3 Lord of the Sky and 5 Thermal Current were my numbers.
Gone with Saracino on top myself. Look, I think it's a bit of a wait and see what sort of performance he does. Blinkers are off. He's been gelded. He's had the one jump out. Hopefully lands him behind the pace and finishes strong. Hassan Eagle for 2nd, he'll get back and fly home. 3rd number 1, Flamberge, for the reasons I outlined. And 4th number 3, Lord of the Sky. I don't think he'll get his own way in front. He'll stay on, though. And maybe that grounding at 1,200 metres might have him good back to a hard run 1,000. But I think Amber Sky is a bit of a risk. And I think Thermal Current as well. The top two in betting, I'll take a set against.
All right. Tricky card to come up with my best. I've got a few value bets, but not one absolute standout best, even though there's a few shorties there that the punters will warm to. I ended up making Le Juge my best, race 1, number 9. Had something on him both runs. I've seen enough to keep me interested and just really want to see him at Flemington. I think that could be the key in getting him out into the open. He was sort of blocked away. You know, there was enough room there for him at Caulfield last start, but you know, coming through the same race, Royal Ace, he had flashing lights on him out wide, able to build up. And I just think Le Juge to Flemington. D. Oliver, 3rd up, just happy to step in again to him at good odds, $15 each way. And I made my value King River, which is D. Oliver again. Listeners will know I've been keen on this horse a couple of times. Race 6, number 9. The blinkers went on 2nd up at Moonee Valley. There was a bit of money for him, and he just had no luck. We never saw him let off the bridle. He was in, a fortnight after that, or a week after that possibly, and they scratched him, so he's a little bit fresh for this. But he's my value bet, certainly respecting Handsome Thief off that first up run. He's going to have plenty of fans, and he'll be hard to beat. But those were the two I'll be backing each way, Le Juge and King River. Carl, what was your best on
the card? King River is my value, and I had Handsome Thief in for 2nd. Similar logic. The only other thing with King River I'll add is that the bar plates came off and the blinkers went on last time. And so for me, that was a great sign that he was ready to perform.
We just didn't get to see any improvement because he had no luck.
And he threw the line, he was okay, but I suppose the race was over. But I think he'll do something. He draws outside rail. All the pace in that race is drawn on the outside fence. Those drawn inside 7 have got no tactical speed, so I think he'll be following the right horses into the race. Best bet is Addison, race 4, number 7. Race 4, number 2, I should say. Just thought it was an excellent performance in defeat last time at Caulfield. The win before that was a sensational big straight at Flemington should suit. In terms of and the Avenger in the last, I'm actually quite keen on. I think it can win again. Race 9, number 12. In terms of the Avenger stablemate, which is your best bet, Le Juge, in race 1, before it stepped out here, I thought 1800 metres would be its go. After watching the two runs this campaign, I think
possibly
it's further and needs
a bit of headwear.
Further and wet ground. because it travels well, and then once the pressure comes on at the 450, it just finds Zitch. So yeah. I'm thinking maybe it's a case of a foreign horse that just needs a little bit further than it's probably its best distance in Europe.
A bit further is probably the query I had, and you know, whether they've left him at this shorter trip, you know, they've only gone up a furlong, and I thought maybe some headgear, but I guess he's only had two runs in Australia. They don't need to rush into putting blinkers or anything like that. But yeah, I'm just banking on into clear air at Flemington, possibly. Yeah. But
you never know.
You never know. Randwick is the meeting for Sydney Racing on Saturday, a 9-race card. We've got no stakes racing. First race, plenty of interest in that. First couple, in fact. First race, the 2-year-olds, I think there's been numerous good trialers out of or set to debut in that race. I thought the Team Hawks trained horse, who's got a fair bit to live up to, $1.7 million they paid for Esther Jar by Schnitzel out of the Group 1 winner Response. Her two trials have been really good. She puts herself in the spot, drawn wide, but she's got good gate speed. But there are several good trialers in that, so that creates plenty of interest in the second race. Chris Waller, will he run all four? Not sure. Alma Haha's in at Canterbury Friday night. You would think they would go that way with him, which means he has three, well, pretty sort of high-class colts ready to resume: Mirove, D'Argento, and Perret. I went Perret, but D'Argento seems to have opened up pretty short, and you get the feeling D'Argento's probably going to be better over a bit further. Hugh Bowman rides, however. Did you have thoughts on those first two races?
I went Perret in the seconds, but I actually had the stablemates in for second and third, D'Argento and Mirove. Mirove, of course, out of More Strawberries and by Frankel, so it certainly got the pedigree to back it up. Premier Rose in the 2-year-old, I thought, had trialled quite nicely, but several runners in that race had trialled nicely. Gentle Persuasion also was quite good for Mark Noonan.
Yeah, very good trials.
His horses always seem to trial quite well, and it's easy to be seduced by them. Even Patron Black, you know, the Gary Portelli thing, you know, was climbing all over their backs and finished home over the top, and he's had a really nice run last season with the 2-year-old, so you could easily follow a few into that race.
I did hear him on the radio earlier in the week too. He gave it a decent push, said he thought it could run a good race for him. He's got another runner, Dio Dioro, and I think his words were possibly more a 1,400 metre horse going forward. He's a son of Medaglia Dioro. So plenty of interest in those first two races, but my best on the card, and he has been scratched from Canterbury. He was in a Canterbury, but he will run on Saturday, is High Opinion, race 6, number 9. He's had the three runs back now. He was 1,550 to 1,900 last start. He got into a good spot. It looked a, you know, a winning run in transit, tried to track the winner into the race on the turn, just lacked a little bit of sharpness, but he had the 59.5. I just, down to 54, fourth up, back to Randwick, I think he will be very hard to beat. It's obviously a bit tricky in a race where Chris Waller's got a stack of them, as he normally does in these middle distance races, but I'll be backing High Opinion, and my value is Insensitor, race 8, number 8. She was very good first up last prep. She ended up winning a couple in that campaign. Her trials have been really positive. I think she'll run a really good race first up. That's race 8, number 8.
My best bet comes up in that race. Race 8, number 11, Faraway Town, who has only won once from 17 starts, but has almost won $700,000 in prize money, contesting 10 stakes races without winning. Past three starts, or all three starts last campaign, finished fourth. The first up run was really good. Came from last, back on the rail, flew home from a hopeless position against the tempo of the race. Second up, probably didn't appreciate the heavy ground, and then third up, pulled up with a sore knee. Two recent trials been excellent, so I think Faraway Town can win that 85 race. And then the last, Mullover, race 9, number 10. Daughter of So You Think won once from 9 starts. The outsider of the field, I'm genuinely surprised by that. The favourite in that race is By C, which I just cannot believe.
Yeah, I was very surprised to see her come up that short.
Cannot believe. And the second and the third favourite, the Queen Misty and Siren's Fury, who don't win out of the turn. It's just ripe for a long shot. Mullover for mine, I thought the first up run was adequate. Got back and found the line. Second up, did enough in the race. The Quinella sat first and second. In finishing third, and then last time I thought made the three wide move early, and the winner just followed it into the race and nailed it late on the line. So if you draw a line through Mullover and By C's form, By C, those two horses met in the maiden at Randwick over 1200. I really don't see the discrepancy between the 40 to 1 shot and the 4 to 1 shot, to be honest.
All right, a bit of value there for the listeners. Morfordville Parks on Saturday, Carl. I have got nothing to add for this meeting, so we'll rely on your best and value, and perhaps listeners can rely on James Jordan, who from racing.com seems to be tipping up a storm week in, week out over there. I think he tipped 6 from 8 at, where were they yesterday? Strathalbyn, I think. Yeah, Strath. 6 from 8, I think. Jeez. $8 winner in the last race, so... And he seems to tip a few in the winning post with his James Jordan's gem. So Carl and James might be the two to follow. But what are your best? I can't remember James's best this week.
No, I must concede I got my best bet home at 6-1 last week, last race. It was a gore at Miss Cuco, and I was so confident with it, I actually forgot to back it. And I got a text message while I was at a restaurant because the last race was about 7:30.
Yes,
it was. Gawler is very late, so... and we got a late ending at Gawler again. Not Gawler, Morfordville Parks again. My best bet's in the last. It's Battle Camp, race 8, number 4. First run for Michael Hickmont. His form in Victoria was quite sound for the Freedmans. His recent trial was excellent. And if he puts his best foot forward, he'll be winning. And race 6, number 5, Weather Channel. One of several great rides for Jamie Carr on Saturday. She might ride... Well, she might just do a Joe Marrera and ride the card, perhaps, but she certainly got a strong book in the first four races. I think I've backed her to win the first four. Aristocratic Miss, Thompson's Reward, Star Fortune, Something More. She's got Miss Weehoo in race 5, is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, so I've got her there.
A short price favourite one first.
So I've got her to win the first six races.
Mile High in the 7th.
I've got her in for 2nd. And in the last, I don't know, she got a ride in the last?
I don't think
she's got a ride.
No, I've got a couple missing jockeys in front of me, but
she might have the rider Mystified, perhaps.
Yes, Mystified.
Well, I've got it in for 3rd, and it's been a bit disappointing. So there's every chance she might, Adelaide's Joe Marrera might actually ride the car.
Jockey challenge? What are we looking at?
$1.12 probably. You'd be disappointed if she didn't win it.
Certainly, yes. Well, that looks the way to go if you're looking to something to boost up your, your Federer and to Djokovic and to Nadal all up and just want another $1.12, good thing. Chuck in Jamie Carr for the Jockey Challenge on Saturday at Morfordville. Doomben on Saturday have a 9-race card, a few smallish fields to begin the day, but a couple of biggish ones later on. I've made Stella Ombra my best. He was my value bet last start. He rounds 4th, unfortunately, at the double figure odds, but he ran well. After that race, I thought, you probably just want 1,200 now, but they've left him at 1,050. But I think it's okay the way this race is going to pan out. He's drawn 3. He should get a nice sit on the likes of Tarzan and Invincible Heart. Wicked Intent will come across from that gate. Hard Stride's been scratched. I would have liked it even more if he was in the race, because he certainly would have come across. But I just think Stella Ombra is going to get a nice sit. I just hope it's not too short. Tarzan's flying. He'll be hard to catch. Invincible Heart's ready to win, but... I think Stella Ombra 3rd up should be ready and should get the race run to suit. And my value is Miss Kindleland. She was my value at the Gold Coast last week. She didn't get a run. She was 4th emergency. It was always going to be tough for her to get into the field. But she goes around here. She was in 2 races. She was in the 1350, race 6. She drew 11 of 12, scratched already. She's in the 1200 metre class 3. There's a few chances in this race, and just coming back to the 1200 is the slight query I have on her, but she's drawn well. She's a talented mare. She was good first up off a wide run, and then she won convincingly last start. So she's opened up around $9. I think that's about her right price. Just be interesting to see how many scratching. Sometimes you can get quite a few in these big fields, but there's a bit of depth to the race. Sharper Mel, listeners may remember, was either my best or my value about 3 weeks ago. It was scratched at the gates. Could have a saver on that runner. Ascot over in the west, and speaking of tipsters that had a good run last week, winning post and best bets, BJ Ryan was on fire in the west last week. Best bet and value bet got up. Value bet at nice odds. Helms Gate it was. His best this week is race 1, number 5, Get Your Turkey Early, Princess Zelda. Jason Brown to ride, and BJ's value is race 7, number 9, Haldora, who's had the 3 runs this time in. Hasn't had a lot go right. Was good last start, drawn well, and down on the minimum. BJ likes Haldora, race 7, number 9. Racing across the Tasman on Saturday. Big action in the country's capital, Wellington, at Trentham. We've got... Two Group 1s, Thorndon Mile, Telegraph. We've got a Group 3 Fillies race, the Group 3 Wellington Cup. So it's certainly the big day of their carnival. And we've got a South Island meeting at Gore. Trentham, my best, is in the Fillies race, the Desert Gold Stakes race 8. It's number 13, Rondonella. Very well-bred filly, trained by Roger James out of his former good mare, Valpolicella, whose first three runners were all stakes winners. This filly was good on debut. She was very impressive at her second start, winning the maiden. I think she can measure right up to this sort of level. And my value, I went in the Telegraph, number 4, Packing Eagle. He was super in the railway. On wet ground, probably not going to really suit him, but he really hit the line hard. Back on a firmer track, Trudy Thornton riding well, should give him every chance. He was my value for the day. And at Gore, my best bet was Don't Poke the Tiger, race 2, number 8. Came across to Queensland for a prep last year and didn't fire. So had the one run back in New Zealand, led, got run down. He'll go forward, and I think, she'll go forward. I think she'll take plenty of catching second up. And my value bet is Countess Ruby in the last, race 9, number 14. Out to 2,000 metres for the first time. This daughter of Raise the Flag, of course, we've seen a lot of his progeny perform very well over staying trips in Victoria, large chunk of them with the Darren Weir stable. And this filly's recent form is pretty good, and I think the step up to 2,000 will suit from a good draw. That's Countess Ruby in race 9. That just about takes us out for this weekend of racing. Don't forget to get out and pick up your winning post. We've got action covered right through from Friday till Monday. Night action on Friday, Cranbourne and Canterbury, and all your regular stories and reading in the paper this week. Carl, before we go, better get a $20 bet from you.
I'll go into Sydney and we'll go Faraway Town, race 8, number 11. Depending on how well you go, have 20 to win or 10 each way.
All right, and seeing as though you're keen on him as well, I'll go King River, race 6, number 9. We'll go each way. He's only my value bet on the day, but best and value about the same price on the card there on Saturday, and I think he'll run well, so we can back him each way and give you a bank for later in the day. That's King River, race 6, number 9. Thanks for listening. Hopefully we found you plenty of winners, and we will be back next week with the preview podcast.